Yup, that's me. My name is Hamza, and I'm obsessed with my goals. I've split my goals into three areas of life: health, wealth, relationships. I'm achieving all my goals one step at a time, and I'm documenting everything in this series. The systems I create, the strategies I implement, and the obstacles I face, you'll get to see it all. So come join me and let's achieve our goals together. In episode 4, I showed you my 10-year natural body transformation. I had some seasons where my physique looked really good, but there was always something holding me back. Testosterone. Testosterone is the male sex hormone. It's basically what makes you a man. I had been watching videos on increasing testosterone for years, and I even got a blood test to see what my testosterone levels were, and it was 440 nanograms. And that's fine because that's in the average range. You see, the lab range for men is 250 nanograms to 700 nanograms of testosterone. But there's a problem with this range. It takes into account all men of all ages and health. If you think of all the old fat guys you see walking around, the ones who smoke and watch porn and masturbate and drink alcohol and eat McDonald's, well, these guys are lowering the average range. And so I started to feel like this range that doctors talk about, that everyone talks about, was just complete and utter BS. Why would I want to be like the average man? Surely the goal should be to get above this average range. So then I went on my journey to increase testosterone naturally. I ate cleaner. I lifted heavier. I sunned my balls and did affirmations and visualizations. I stayed away from alcohol. I spoke to more girls. I took some supplements and tried to be more masculine. But I never really felt the way that I should have. Sometimes I took another blood test and my score was higher. But then a year later, I'd take another blood test and I was back to where I started. It felt like everything was an uphill battle, especially when I turned 26 years old. And that's when it had been 10 years since I started weightlifting naturally. I always made a promise to myself that when I was 10 years in, I could, if I wanted to, consider taking steroids, which I know is very controversial, but it is a decision that a lot of guys make when they're super serious in the gym. What I wanted was way higher levels of testosterone, libido, energy, and drive. I wanted to put on muscle faster, lose fat easier, become more attractive and confident, lower my levels of anxiety. I just wanted a boost, and this is what I thought steroids could give me. So it sounds amazing, but then why doesn't everyone do it? Well, it's because steroids have some really, really bad side effects. Oh, wait. Sorry, that's actually the side effects of caffeine. Here's the side effects of steroids. As you can see, it is absolutely This is the side effects of paracetamol. Here we go. This is the potential risks of going to the gym. So you see, everything has side effects, and here's the actual real side effects of taking steroids. And also here's the side effects of having low testosterone. If we're being honest here, you wouldn't want either of these, right? What if there was something in the middle? What if there was something that could give you the best of both worlds? Well, there is something. And it's steroids. But just less. In my research, I learned that it's the dose of steroids you take that determines the risk. It's not just binary. Are you on steroids? Yes or no. It's a spectrum, how much you take. First of all, let's look at a normal bodybuilder's dose. This is like the guys on Instagram who are absolutely massive. They take what's called a bodybuilder's blast, 600 to 1000 milligrams of testosterone per week. Tren, D-Ball, Anavar, aromatase inhibitors, and a few other things. What if we took just one of these compounds? And what if we only took a fraction of that one? It turns out that doctors actually prescribe this very thing. It's called TRT, and it's where you take a low dose of steroids to replace your natural level of testosterone, which is too low. Doctors literally prescribe it to patients, and many famous doctors are actually on this dose themselves. So if that's the case, then why don't young men hop on and reclaim their testosterone? To answer this question, we need to look at Margaret. Margaret is a 62-year-old grandmother. And on one unfortunate day, she loses balance in the kitchen, she falls over heavy on her side, and she cracks her hip. She needs hip surgery, a very common procedure for elderly people. The average age of people getting hip surgery is 62 years old. Now let me ask you a question. Let's say you're 22 years old, and you break your hip. And so you need the same surgery as Margaret. Imagine if someone said to you, well, no, you shouldn't get the surgery right now. You should wait till you're older because that's the average age that people get the surgery. You'd think that they were retarded because why would you wait till you're older just to be average when you need this treatment now? This is the fallacy of the age argument when it comes to TRT. I researched taking testosterone for many years, and the number one thing that I saw was people saying to not do it when you're young because on average people are older when they do it. Sometimes it can be valuable to see some trends, but I made up my mind to think that this was outdated. You see, young men didn't need to take testosterone 10, 20, 30 years ago because our father's generation generally had enough testosterone when they were young. But things are different now. I thought to myself, if I'm gonna take it when I'm 30 years old, then what's the difference from me taking it when I'm 26 or 27? I had already tried to improve my levels naturally for many, many years at this point. And so this is when I made the decision to hop on. At the start of 2024, I hopped on testosterone. Within just 1 to 2 months, my physique filled out a few kilograms of muscle mass. My energy was higher and I worked harder. One of the biggest benefits was that my level of anxiety, which I've always struggled with, dropped more than any other treatment or strategy I've used, including meditation, therapy, psychedelics. Testosterone decreased my mental anxiety more than anything else. I wanted to be social again. I started to hang out with my family and stop just being locked away in my room. I was training with so many guys in my gym that the gym manager literally thought that I was a personal trainer trying to take their clients. And I finally had the courage to break up with my ex-girlfriend who I wasn't happy with. When I started dating again, something had changed. It was like I had sexy older man energy. Like I was no longer a rabbity young man who's a bit of a clown trying to entertain the girl. I was just a mature older guy now. And I felt twice as attractive to girls. And this is bearing in mind that I was already really good in my dating life. I won a big business competition hosted by Alex Hormozi. I came first place. I flew to Vegas. I was doing 2-3 interviews per day. My business rapidly improved. My physique, my confidence, my attractiveness, energy, socializing. Everything was sharply going up. I kept on researching because sometimes I would get concerned about fertility. You see, when you take testosterone, your balls stop producing testosterone naturally. But another thing that happens is you basically stop producing sperm as well. And that's okay, because when you stop taking testosterone, your balls start producing it again. Even still, I researched and learned that there's something else you can take called HCG that will turn on the sperm production even if you don't go off testosterone. This seems to be one of the biggest causes of concern for young men. It was for me. Sometimes I would feel worried about this. Until I did a little bit more research onto professional bodybuilders, and I saw that almost all have like 5-6 children. And these are guys who blast 1,000 milligrams of testosterone. I'm taking 4-5 times less than them, and also I'm not taking all the other compounds. In the last 2 years, there has been 2 points where I stopped taking testosterone for about 1 to 3 months each time. And in both times, I didn't feel completely horrible like a lot of people said what would happen if you stopped taking it. This is, for me, the enhanced middle, and whatever side effects there are for me have been absolutely worth the trade-off. Would I recommend this to everyone else? No, of course not. Would I tell you to hop on if you're 12 or 15 or 16 years old? No, of course not. But should men in their 20s start researching TRT? Yes. My only regret with testosterone is that I just wish I started 1 year earlier. Not so early, motherfucker, I'm not telling you 16 is okay, 18 is okay. I wish I started it when I just turned about 26. I started it just before I turned 27. I procrastinated for 1 year, and that 1 year was very difficult for me, and I was filled with so much misery, overthinking, anxiety. My one regret with testosterone is that I just wish I took it about 9 months earlier. And so that leads us to where we are now, June 2026. We finally completely caught up to date in this series. And so from the next episode, episode 8, you're going to see what I'm going through right now. And let's just say that this is the hardest I've ever worked in my life. You should be expecting some big things coming from me soon.